Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 12, 4-11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4-11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. My theme for reflection is gifts that hold us together. Gifts that hold us together. If you have ever tried assembling IKEA furniture without the instruction manual, or worse, with one missing bolt, you know how frustrating it can be when pieces don't seem to fit. Now imagine the church. People of all ages, backgrounds, and personalities, each with their own quirks and strengths. It is a miracle anything holds together. And yet, it does not because we are particularly organized or flawless, but because the Holy Spirit is a master builder, distributing gifts with divine intentionality so that the body of Christ grows strong and united. Paul wrote to a fractured church in Corinth. Division, pride, and competition were tearing at its seams. Some believers had elevated certain spiritual gifts like tongues or prophecy as marks of superiority, while others felt sidelined or insignificant. It is to this noisy, chaotic community that Paul gives a beautiful and orderly vision. Different gifts, yes, but one Spirit. Different roles, but the same Lord. Different ways of working, but one God who empowers them all. As Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6, the diversity of gifts reflects the unity of the Trinity. The Spirit gives the gifts, the Son directs their purpose, and the Father empowers their work. This is not merely clever theology. It serves as a practical safeguard against spiritual elitism. No one receives a gift because they are more worthy, spiritual, or deserving. Rather, as verse 11 reminds us, the Spirit distributes to each one individually as He wills. You do not earn your spiritual gift. You receive it as an act of grace. The Corinthians had misunderstood the purpose of the gifts. They had turned what was intended to unite them into a cause for boasting or comparison. However, Paul corrects their perspective. The gifts are not individual trophies, they are communal tools given for the common good. Every gift, whether it appears spectacular or simple, exists to strengthen the church, serve others, and glorify Christ. From wisdom to faith, healing to discernment, each gift reflects God's character and love for His people. And while we may be tempted to rank them, Paul insists that each is vital. In a latter part of this chapter, he will remind us that the body needs every part, hands, feet, ears, and eyes. No one can say, "I don't need you," not in God's church. This has massive implications for us today. In an age where comparison and individualism run deep, even in spiritual communities, Paul reminds us that we are made for interdependence. Your gift is not about you, it is about us. God has placed something within you that someone else needs. And he has placed someone near you with what you need. The theologian Karl Rahner once wrote, "The Christian of the future will be a mystic or will not exist at all." He meant that the Christian life must move beyond routine into a deep, spirit-filled encounter with God. Spiritual gifts are not flashy accessories. They are signs that God is at work among us, knitting us together into one holy, radiant, useful body. They call us not to self-display, but to self-giving, not to competition, but to cooperation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, do I view my spiritual gift as something to use for others or something that defines my worth? Number two, who around me has a spiritual gift that I might be overlooking, underestimating, or even envying? And now our practical exercise. Today, affirm someone in your church or community for the spiritual gift you see in them. Write them a message or speak to them directly. Encouragement, when spoken, becomes a gift in itself. Gracious God, you are the giver of every good gift. Thank you for the diversity you have woven into your church through the power of your Spirit. Help us to see each other through your eyes, to value, honor, and serve one another with humility and joy. Remove from us pride, comparison, or fear, and teach us to use what we have received for the common good and the glory of Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.